Big event coming up again on Thursday, the round of 16. Get a chance to talk with both Stella Heapy and Bose. We've talked to you ladies, I think, right at the beginning of the season, kind of toward the beginning of the season. Start with the whole season and start with you, 24-8. Another phenomenal season. I'm sure you've had a blast playing for this team this year, haven't you?
Oh, definitely. It's fun getting to do what we've done this season with the girls we get to do it with.
Stella, same with you. 24-8. Your minutes in your second season have really increased, and you're loving every minute of it, aren't you?
Yep, it's been really fun.
GPAC tournament. That probably didn't go like you wanted it to. And maybe hopefully I'm not bringing up a bad moment here. It's always great to do well in the GPAC, but a tough semifinal loss. Dakota Wesleyan, you didn't want to end it right there, did you?
Well, of course not. Of course, we had the goal in mind of winning the GPAC just like every team does, and semifinal just didn't go our way. But I think we're looking ahead. I mean, we're in Sweet 16, so.
And they've got other people making fun of them tonight, don't you?
Yeah.
Just a little bit. That usually happens in radio, TV interviews, stuff like that. So, but hey, that the GPAC is one goal. The next goal is still there. And what a great start of the tournament with, gosh, you score over 100 points against Friends, 100 points against Texas A&M University. Stella, boy, the offense really came to play, didn't they?
Yeah, it was really fun. Like, I feel like everybody like kind of clicked on offense at the same time, and it was just really fun to play and watch. So.
Stella, I got to ask you about this. You in the box score on the website, it says you played 4 minutes and you were 3 of 7 from the field. You chucked up 7 shots in 4 minutes. How did that happen?
Okay, I actually looked at the box score after the game, and the minutes were messed up. I played more than 4 minutes.
Okay, so it's a mix-up on minutes, right?
Yeah, I know from the past, you know, I could get 7 shots up in 4 minutes, but not on that game.
Yeah, I just had to give a little static. I thought maybe that had to be a little mix-up because, man, you're in there for probably going to get more in 4 minutes, but 7 shots in 4 minutes, you were just like, give me the ball. I want it. Get as many shots as I can.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But you had 6 points off the bench, a big 6 points, and you had 16. Stella, I mean, that was a great 2 back-to-back great wins here in this tournament, haven't you?
Yes, it was a really good start to the tournament.
All right, and let's go back to you. It's the outlook on St. Francis, Indiana, and the round of 16. I'm sure you've watched a ton of game film in the last couple of days. What's the book on this team?
We actually just had film with our coaches, so we just were kind of looking at them. They're 3rd in the nation in 3-point percentage, so they're shooting at a really high clip. But we've noticed that not a lot of teams have played as fast as we have, so hopefully we can get them to get to their legs a little bit.
So they compare to a lot of teams you've already played. They're pretty familiar. They look like maybe some of the conference teams you've played with already this year.
We haven't really compared them to any of the teams. We don't have a lot of GPAC teams shooting at such a high 3-point clip as them. So, I mean, they have a good post, we're told. So we compared her to a couple GPAC posts.
Stella, you're there, Indiana, here a couple of days early. What have you guys been doing? I mean, to pass the time besides a little practice time, a little film time. You get a chance to take in the sights. What are you guys doing up until Thursday when game time?
Yeah, so we just left like midday today, and we practiced when we got here, and then just ate some supper, and then watched some film tonight. And then tomorrow we're going to go to the Special Olympics, and then we'll have another practice, and then there's like a banquet that night. So
they keep you busy. The night before a game, they really keep you busy. You're busy throughout the day.
Yep, it's a pretty full schedule tomorrow.
And got to say congratulations. The GPAC teams came out and honorable mention choice. Nice job.
Thank you.
You always want to make first or second team, but I see, I'm sure when you saw the list out of all the other players, you know, in those first and second teams, you played against a lot of those good players, didn't you?
Oh, definitely. And I'm super happy the girls that got up there on the Hastings teams, like, they deserve it. So I'm super happy to see them up there. And GPAC is one of the best conferences in the nation. So just to be able to get on the list is an honor.
Stella, you got a couple of first teamers there on your team, and Bailey Kissinger and McKenna Yates, two really good players. You've had a chance to watch them throughout the season. I take it they're pretty talented, aren't they?
Yes, they're super good. They distribute the ball really well and just really run our offense very efficiently.
And what's been your best game of the year? Of the 32 games, 24-8, what was your best game looking back? This might be a tough, might take a while, but what do you think your best game of the season's been?
Oh, goodness.
Tough one.
It is. I mean, I can say an easy one of the last game against Texas A&M.
Uh-huh.
I mean, as a team, we played really well, and the team really helped get the points that I had. So the 16 points is pretty deceiving. I got a lot of easy layups out of our press, so that was good and fun to be able to help the team in that way.
All right, Stella, you've had a chance to think things over. What's been your best game of the year?
I don't know. Maybe the Mount Marty game. Mm-hmm. I thought it pretty well that game, I guess.
Okay, very good. Your offense, Stella, I'll stick with you. Your team's offense, I mean, you've scored a ton in the 90s. You've hit 100, of course, the last two games. I mean, wow, this offense, I mean, to get held, to be held in check by any team is a tough night. I mean, with the way your ladies score a lot.
Yeah, it's so fun. Like, we just have so many scoring threats. So if somebody's off one night, we're sure to have at least a couple of girls on, and it's really fun scoring that many points each game.
And you think you're going to have a large turnout of Hastings College faithful over for this one? Of course, you've got parents and stuff like that and relatives, but a lot of fans, students, are they going to try to make their way over to watch this game on Thursday?
I would say I doubt a lot of students come just because everyone has class and it's still, and we just got done a spring break, so everyone's just getting back into the routine of things. But our families and all the relatives traveled really well to friends, so I think we'll have a good turnout with a lot of family.
Of course, you got radio and you got streaming and TV coverage. A lot of folks will be, I'm sure, watching back home as well.
Oh, definitely.
You bet. Well, both of you, ladies, we wish you the best of luck coming up again Thursday and hopefully continue this ride. And Stella, what's your plans for the summertime? Are you coming back home for the summer? Or you're kind of after 2 years of college. Do you now stay at Hastings and stay through the summer months? What's your plans now?
I'm going to stay in Hastings this summer and work at an accounting firm and hopefully play a lot of golf.
Play a lot of golf. You're picking up the game. I know you've played before, not like you haven't played before, but that's something you've picked up a lot more over the last couple of years.
Yeah, my brother and I like to play a lot in the summers.
That's good. So that's good. You bet. And how about your summer months plans coming up? What are you planning on doing?
I'll be staying in Hastings, and I live with my older sister here, and then I work at a daycare.
All right. So both of you. Now's the time, not much time. Go home occasionally every now and then, but otherwise stay in the do you guys work out in the summer? I mean, at the gym, sure, open gyms and lifting and stuff like that. Yeah, that's going to be taking place over the summer as well?
Yeah, we have like a lifting program that we do individually over the summer, and then sometimes the girls that are around me play some pickup.
And as far as, you know, upperclassmen, you've got some seniors that will be playing their last games, I think, two? So this is still a fairly young roster. You'll have a lot of people coming back again for the season next year, won't you?
Yep, we will. We have two seniors that play a lot of minutes on varsity and then some others that we'll miss. But, of course, we'll miss them. But we do have a lot of people coming back, so that's just exciting to see how the team gets to develop over the years.
And both you, knock on wood, have stayed relatively injury-free. Stella, I think you haven't had any serious stuff this year, have you?
No, I've had a few sprained ankles, but nothing major, for sure.
And same with you. You've been relatively injury-free all year?
I've had missed two games, or three games, actually, this year, because I had a concussion earlier in the year, and then I sprained my AC joint in my shoulder, so I had to miss one of our games late. But
now, here late in the season, you feel like you're fully recovered now?
For the most part.
That's good.
Shoulder right now, but
still a little sore at times. It's going to be sore until you don't play for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.